This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission will return to Earth this afternoon as their spacecraft makes a splashdown off the coast of California at 3 p.m. IST. More from our correspondent.
Group Captain Shukla is only the second Indian to have gone to space. His trip came 41 years after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma flew aboard a Russian Soyuz in the year 1984. During his stay aboard the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted 7 India-specific microgravity experiments. These experiments are designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. On Sunday, NASA's expedition crew organized a traditional farewell ceremony for the Axiom 4. Crew. Speaking at the ceremony, Mr. Shukla described his space journey as truly incredible. This mission, dubbed Akash Ganga, is a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, NASA and ISRO. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Chinese President Xi Jinping today, along with fellow Shanghai Cooperation Organization members in Beijing. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he briefed the Chinese president of the recent developments in bilateral ties between India and China. He also conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the meet. The 10th anniversary of the Skill India mission is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched this mission in 2015 with the aim to equip youth with industry-relevant skills for employment, entrepreneurship and sustainable livelihoods. Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary reaffirmed the government's commitment to empowering youth through practical job-ready skills across sectors. He said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, Skill India continues to transform lives, especially for women and marginalized communities. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today urged the industry stakeholders to conduct socio-economic audits to enhance corporate social responsibility CSR activities. Addressing the 12th National CSR Summit and CSR Times Awards 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari underlined that urban and rural areas have different sets of problems. He added that if advanced technology is used appropriately on the resources, rural conditions can be transformed and people from those areas will not feel the need to migrate to cities. Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi has assured strict action against those responsible for the death of a 20-year-old student of Fakir Mohan Autonomous College in Baleswar who attempted self-immolation over alleged sexual harassment by a faculty member and later succumbed to burn injuries at AIIMS Bhubaneswar late last night. He also announced 20 lakh rupees ex gratia to the family of the deceased girl. President Draupadi Murmu met the parents of the girl student yesterday evening at AIIMS Bhubaneswar. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a secondary 100% tariff on countries that import oil, gas and uranium from Russia. He said he is very unhappy with Moscow's refusal in finding an end to the war with Ukraine. Speaking to reporters with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte at the White House, he gave a 50-day deadline for the punitive tariff to take effect if Russia does not make a peace deal with Ukraine. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has stated that only 35% of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, are on track to be met by the 2030 deadline. He termed the drawback in meeting the deadline a global development emergency. In chess, 4 Indian women, Vaishali, Harika, Hampi and Divya, have advanced to the pre-quarters of the FIDE Women's World Cup. Vaishali and Harika won dramatic tie breaks while Hampi and Divya cruised through. In football, India's under-20 women's team held Uzbekistan to a 1-1 draw in a friendly match. Sulanjana Raul scored the equaliser. The two sides will meet again tomorrow ahead of next month's AFC qualifiers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.